Well, it didn't exactly sell to the highest bidder, but it has sold. Fortuna Villa is now in the hands of another buyer after the sale fell through to the fellow who bought it at auction. All this happened yesterday afternoon, with the Department of Defence confirming the original sale had fallen through, then telling us they're in negotiations with two other potential buyers. And the new owner is local businessman Paul Banks, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Fiona.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Has the deal been done, signed, sealed and delivered?
Yes, it has. Yes, it was done last night.
So it's all good? The contracts are signed?
Contracts are signed.
The money's there?
The money's there. We wouldn't do it to Bendigo again.
Excuse us for being a little bit cautious.
Oh, no, I understand that. It's a bit like Groundhog Day, really.
So you're confident that the sums add up and this sale is definitely, no doubt, going ahead?
This sale will definitely go ahead.
How much did you pay for it?
Oh, I can't say that.
Have you got a bargain?
No, look, I think when it comes to Fortuna Villa, I think people have to understand that it's actually priceless. So what we paid for it is completely confidential, and we know what it's worth. And as I said, it's a priceless, magnificent property.
Suffice to say, though, it was less. You paid less than the $3 million, which was the winning bid at auction.
I was an underbidder, and all I can say is that I paid above the reserve.
Above the reserve. What was the reserve?
Oh, I think you'll just have to go back through your records for that. I'm not sure if I'm savvy to say that, but everyone was invited to the auction, and unfortunately, it was unsuccessful, the auction, and as the underbidder, we got the opportunity, and it's now owned by one of my companies.
The reserve was apparently $2 million, is that right?
That's correct.
So what are you going to do with Fortuna Villa, Paul?
Well, it's all about the villa at the moment. We'll talk to the Action Group, of course, which we're very keen to catch up with. We've got a lot of things. I unfortunately think for a living, so if you can, you know, we've got everything from a hotel to tea rooms to. But the most important thing is to open it up to the public. It's got to be on display, one way or another. So we've got a lot of thoughts going through. There will be development, of course, which we will looking forward to talking to the council about that. There's also a lot of business office space there, which will be rented out, and there'll be some land subdivided off.
So you'll subdivide some of the land, you'll use some of that office space for offices, but you're also looking at a hotel and tea rooms as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It will be it'll be used as a tourist attraction. I think everyone who rolls into the village of Bendigo has to go to the villa to understand Bendigo and to understand the history of Bendigo. So I think it's very important that the public get to touch and feel it and see it, because it is magnificent.
Why are you so passionate about it?
I just see opportunity. Look, it's close to 20 acres. It's a stone throw away from the centre of Bendigo, and you don't get properties like that. I do develop land, and there is opportunities there. There are several outbuildings that we will get rid of, because they are eyesores, and you know, and we'll get some paint on that villa as soon as possible.
What does it need spent on it to do what you want to do with it?
Structurally, it's rock solid. When George put it together, he did a pretty good job. But it's just, you know, there's a lot of defence 1960s, 70s touches that have to get rid of, and basically, you know, a good coat of paint and some, you know, different business enterprises throughout it.
So how much more, though, would you anticipate having to spend on it to bring it up to a standard in which you're then able to use it as a hotel or tea rooms or offices?
Look, it's really hard to say at the moment. Like, you know, it's not going to be one, you know, 60-room hotel. It'll be top-end boutique hotel and more like a bed and breakfast. And in doing that, there might be sections that could, you know, take 6 months to get organised. But, there's a lot of opportunities there.
So you've spent more than $2 million but less than $3 million. You might have to spend how much more, do you think?
I haven't done those sums. Really.
Okay.
And it's a matter of what it can give back to us as well. And it's a matter of, you know, like there's an action group behind this and we're going to create some action, really, more than anything. Roll the sleeves up and get in there and do it ourselves.
What involvement do you want from the Villa Fortuna Action Group?
Oh, I just want to know their history. We want more history. We want to know it back to front because the more, you know, we spent 6 weeks on planning to buy this building and then at auction we failed, but now we've been successful. So the more we looked into it, the more history and the more we found out about it, and it fascinated us to no end. So the Action Group and the Historical Society, for that matter, we want their knowledge more than anything, and we want their feedback and their feelings and what they'd like to see happen as well, because it's important, you know. It's not every day you go and buy something and there's a group of people there who are passionate about it. Mm. So I think it's very important. It's probably the most important thing to us at the moment.
And, Paul, finally, how did all of this happen? You know, everyone had thought Spiros Colitis had purchased it with some Chinese backers, but then it seems that fell through. What has been happening over the last few weeks from your perspective? Can you talk us through it?
Look, it's something that I can't really comment on. That's one for the agency. But, yeah, it's basically failed. And as the underbidder, it's... you know, we're the successful ones now. So that's all I can really say on that. I can't really report any more on that.
So who contacted you and when to start negotiations?
I'm losing my days, actually. I was contacted Monday and yesterday we confirmed at about 6 o'clock last night.
So it was only a couple of days' worth of negotiations from your perspective?
Yes.
Were you surprised to hear that the original sale had fallen through?
No.
Paul Banks, thank you for joining us and do keep in touch, won't you?
Will do.